Hello and welcome to Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. I'm Lena Valverde, your host. Stay with me as I will bring you details of the latest developments in the fields of science and healthcare in Cuba and around the world. Stay tuned. Despite the blockade imposed on Cuba by successive U.S. administrations for almost 60 years, the Caribbean state contributes significantly to the development of orthopedics and traumatology internationally. These remarks were made here in Havana by Dr. Sergio Quintero Hernandez, president of the Mexican Federation of Schools of Orthopedics and Traumatology. The Mexican expert was attending the 18th Cuban Congress on Orthopedics and Traumatology here last week. In statements to Cuban press, he explained that several Cuban advances in the field have been amply studied and applied in Mexico and pointed specifically to the external fixers known as RALCA, engineered by Dr. Rodrigo Álvarez Cambras, regarded as the father of Cuban orthopedics. The Mexican specialist said that many foreign specialists from around the world have come to Cuba to learn how RALCA functions. The week-long Havana Congress on Orthopedics and Traumatology was attended by experts from Cuba, Mexico, Switzerland, Germany, Puerto Rico, Spain, the Dominican Republic, and Colombia. Also this past week, the Surgery Society of Ethiopia presented its annual award, which was this time granted to Cuba for its contribution to the development of this medical specialty worldwide and the training of Ethiopian surgeons. At the awards ceremony, Society President Dereje Gulilat praised Cuba's medical cooperation with other nations and peoples the world over through assistance programs and the medical scholarships offered to low-income students from several countries, including Ethiopia. At the opening of the 24th Annual Assembly of the Surgery Society of Ethiopia last Thursday, Gulilat praised particularly the work of Cuban medical brigades sent to different Ethiopian regions. He stressed that Cuba's health cooperation with his nation dates back 40 years. He added that more than 4,000 young Ethiopians have benefited from free scholarships here in Cuba, most of them in medical specialties, including 50 surgeons who once graduated returned home and are today offering their services to people in their communities of origin. Listening to a new edition of the Medical and Scientific Review, a program heard every other week here on Radio Havana, Cuba. And Cuba's Latin American School of Medicine, ELAM, is marking this year its 20th anniversary. Established in 1999 on the initiative of Cuban revolution leader Fidel Castro, ELAM is regarded as the largest medical school in the world. It has thus far trained nearly 30,000 health specialists from 100 countries the world over. The mission of ELAM is to train competent and cooperative doctors with the degree of Doctor in Medicine, the same degree which is offered to medical graduates all over the Americas. The Latin American School of Medicine is officially recognized by the Educational Commission for Foreign Medical Graduates and the World Health Organization. Students come from the poorest communities with the intent of returning to practice in those areas in their countries. Initially enrolling students from Latin America and the Caribbean alone, the school has become open to applicants from impoverished and/or medically underserved areas in the United States and Africa. We now bring statements by a foreign student at ELAM to Susana del Calvo, our colleague from the Spanish department. The student from Uganda speaks about his experience at the Cuban Medical School and about how foreign medical students value the training they receive here in Cuba. Let's listen.
I'm Wambale Hagai. I'm from Uganda. And I'm a second year student and the president of the student guild in the school of medicine, ELAM. What I would say about ELAM is that it is a collection of different families which come together to share the idea which resurrected or which rose up from one idea of a man who thought of helping out a person who could not get access to medical services. And that man is Fidel Castro, who thought it wise that it was very important to educate the world in as far as medical or medicine is concerned, because there are very many people out there who cannot even have an access to a nurse. But Fidel, because of his solidarity with the world, he thought it that I should educate the world and give free services to these people who cannot afford to pay for medical courses in their countries, medical programs, and also reaching out to the world in one way or the other by educating their sons and daughters. And so ELAM has given us that opportunity, but it was an idea which arose in 1988 when people of Latin America were hit by a hurricane. And so Fidel thought it that he should extend his humanistic support through educating the sons of Latin America. But then he went further to see that I should reach out to other worlds to see that also they share this smile that I have had, that other people have also had. So he suggested to the Cuban government, his cabinet, to see that they build and construct a Latin American school of medicine, so that the world could be educated, and that's what it gets the opportunity to form integral doctors, doctors who are complete in the sense of science and also conscience, because there are doctors who are only scientific doctors. That means that the doctors who are being formed here are not only doctors who know of the science, but they know about the society in which they are doing what? They are working. Because a doctor who does not know the society in which he is working in can never be a good doctor, because you cannot be able to diagnose a person who you don't know. So here, integrated medicine that we study here in Cuba, in the school, Latin American School of Medicine, is not found in every part of the world. For me, I'm speaking this because I've seen doctors in my country. I'm not depreciating them. They are good doctors, very good doctors. But you find that there are some doctors who cannot work without instruments. If there is no, maybe an X-ray machine, I may not diagnose that the patient has a fracture. Are you getting the point? That is where other parts of the world training doctors. And the opportunity here in ELAM that we have is that from the first time you enter first year of your medicine, you start interacting with the patients, doing practical things. What you study in class, you go and put it in practice. So this is the training that we are receiving here in ELAM.
Those were statements to our colleague Susana Del Calvo from the Spanish department by a foreign second-year student at the Latin American School of Medicine here in Havana, ELAM. And that's all we have time for today. Join us every other week for Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. Until next time.